Blog Talk Radio.
Morty, this is Sarah. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This morning you're hearing Michael Drake play solo drumming with Rattle. It's pretty loud. I'm not even sure if you can hear me. It's the first time that I've had an opportunity to hear this live. We have a caller on line one. If we can give a moment to pick that call up. Well, thank all of you for let me see if I can find my break here and there we go. Now shut that down. Well, I'm crying. Let's see if we can make this softer. There we go. I've been able to shut Michael Drake down. Michael Drake, I love drumming. I love the Rattle. And rest assured, the next time we will be certain to play with you again. Caller, please hold on. For some reason, I'm having a little bit of funniness on my computer. I do not see you, but I will be picking you up in just a moment. So just let me reopen my switchboard. Without having the switchboard open, talk about a moment of thank you, Lord, for everything just the way it is. So let's see. Let's get the switchboard going. And there we have the caller from 216 area code. And let me bring you on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Mira. Who are you?
Hi, this is Deborah in South Euclid, Ohio.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show this morning. This morning's show, Deborah, is one where we do a guided meditation, and I appreciate your coming today. I think you have a story that you want to share with us, and I'd be interested in hearing it before we begin our meditation. The meditation is focused on a passage from a book I wrote called Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You. So if you'll hang there on the line for just a second, let me welcome everyone this morning. I hope you could hear me in the beginning. Michael was a little bit on the loud side. I think we may tone him down, and we probably will play Michael Drake solo drumming with the Rattle on another time, just him without me speaking over him. I want to welcome you all to this time, your appointment with God, the time that you have committed, whether at 6 o'clock in the morning California time, or alternatively, the time that you have committed later in the day, to spend some time joining yourself in prayer and meditation with the one that is, the Holy God. Universe, the creator of all things, what I prefer to call love. So, Deborah, I know that you would like to share your story. I don't know if you want to do it this morning during this guided meditation where I can only give you a little bit of time, or you would like to call in on Sunday where we have an entire hour program and Bob is here. It's your choice, and you're welcome to speak now and call again on Sunday.
Well, that would be perfectly fine.
So why don't you tell me about what you'd like to share with us this morning? This morning, our passage is about the idea that there is nothing and no one working against you being all you can be. So I think your story fits with that.
Yes, it does. I definitely agree with that statement. At this point in my life, I'm sure there was some time when I knew that that was true but just couldn't figure it out. But the reason I contacted you is because, in 1990, you know, I was involved in a car accident. You know, I was the passenger. The driver lost control of the car, hit a tree. And, you know, I was in a coma for 3 days, and when I woke up, they said that, you know, they told me, Deborah, you will never walk again. You know, I had sustained a C7, C8 quadriplegic injury, which means, you know, with a spinal cord injury complete, which means that, you know, all four your limbs are affected, your arms and both of your legs. And, you know, it comes with a whole host of other problems, things that you're not able to do that you used to do, like, you know, dressing yourself or, you know, going to the bathroom without, you know, with ease or, you know, it comes to you being on prescriptions and stuff like that. But I since found in last year, in actually the year before last, in 2006, there's a doctor right here in good old U.S. of A. that performs a procedure called Brucker biofeedback. And he's had a 98% success rate of people standing, walking, using their hands, and just basically gaining freedom from their paralysis.
Wow.
So I did talk to my insurance about getting it covered. They said it's not covered because it's considered experimental. It's very odd that they would say that because he's been doing this since 1969, and with the 98% success rate, you know, that I've heard, that I've not only read from his website and the information that I found out about the procedure, but this was also told to me by the lady who runs the hotel there. She said that she hasn't seen anybody that's come there for that procedure not leave without some success.
Wow.
Better than when they came in. And to me, I don't think that, you know, I think in this day and age that we shouldn't remove any hope from someone, you know, at all. You know, and it not only spinal cord injury, but if you have cerebral palsy or multiple sclerosis or, you know, a brain injury, if you had a stroke, this Brucker biofeedback can help with that. I mean, if you can't use your hands and you can at least gain that back, that's total, that's freedom. That means you can wash your face yourself. You can do things on your own. You know, if you can move your legs or if you can stand even, that means getting in and out of places a little bit easier. You know, if you start to walk, that means, you know, putting aside the wheelchair. You know, so it doesn't matter how much I gain back. Anything over and above what I'm currently doing is, you know, it's a blessing to me in my eyes.
I agree. God does work in our lives in sometimes mysterious ways, ways we don't understand. I can even join with you. 8 weeks ago, I had hip surgery, and 2 days later, I stop taking the medication and for pain, and I'm doing okay. And yesterday in physical therapy, they did something, and I'm doing even better. So I certainly attribute that to God and to breathing and to connecting and believing that I'm valuable to God. And I think that key to the physician's practice always is a belief on the part of the patient that they are enough. In that regard, yesterday I was talking with a physical therapist, and I commented, well, maybe this is psychosomatic, and he looked at me totally aghast, because most people get defensive when you use that word. I said, but maybe my body's kind of developed a protective mechanism right now so that I don't hurt and fall down, and now I need to counter that. And so while I'm learning to counter it, my body's going to continue to do it because it thinks it needs to be done. And that's what this program about love, loving yourself, believing God loves you unconditionally, no matter who you are, no matter what you have done, is all about. Bob's and my mission is to remind people that they are uniquely created and divinely inspired. Each and every one of us is here for a reason. Each and every one of us has an important part of the puzzle to put in place. And some days we are not at our best at doing it, but that's okay. We need to forgive ourselves, lift ourselves up, and move on. Deborah, I would really love to talk to you in more depth about your story. Unfortunately, this particular program is not the one where I can ask questions. If you wouldn't mind, I'd love for you to stay around and meditate with us today.
Absolutely.
And what I would like, if you can send me a message again, we'll figure out a way where we can really talk in human terms, whatever way makes you feel safe. Safety is crucial. And after that, we will make certain that we have also have someone who kind of pre-screens our guests and gets them all ready. But we'll be certain that you're on again, and I would love to have you come on Sunday's program by way of telephone. You can don't have to go through anything. You don't even have to talk to anyone in advance. You just kind of call in, each and every one of you call in, And I will, in fact, make certain that this Sunday's program is about God working in our lives. And so it would be perfect for you to call in and share your story with each of us.
Absolutely.
A little bit more and more depth.
Absolutely.
Because I read your blog, which is here on Blog Talk Radio, and I know there's more to the story.
Absolutely.
So stay with me, and let's all begin the process. I hope that in advance of your picking up the telephone today and in advance of your hearing my very loud music as an intro, you all began the process of getting yourself ready for your appointment with God. This appointment doesn't require that you put on fancy clothes or wash in scented oils or find frankincense and myrrh. This requires that you give some of your time. And it requires that you have a mindset where you can focus your energy, your thoughts, your being for a few minutes, for a few seconds, however long you have, on one thing. The creator of all that is, known by many names, Yahweh, Allah, God, by all. It requires that you, whatever it takes to help you be there, whether it's visualization and taking yourself to a beautiful place where you felt good and safe, safety is crucial, or whether it's having a fountain such as I have, lighting some incense like I do on the weekends, doing whatever you need to excite your senses and remind them that we are part of God, that we are children of God, and God has left us a genetic structure that will enable us to connect with Him and feel His energy, ignite our love, and treat others with love. We are part of a revolution, you and I, each of us, all that are listening now and all that will listen later. We are a revolution of love, learning to treat other people with respect, starting first with ourselves and remembering that you can only love others as you love yourself. And if you are able to forgive others, you cannot truly do that unless you truly forgive yourself your missteps. It's reminding ourselves that even though that may have been who I was yesterday, it is not who I am. So I'd like for each of you now to get into whatever posture you use, and let us begin the process of breathing before we get to our passage. And let's remember that if you envision yourself as a tree that is coming full bloom with the beauty of love, and then as you're breathing out, it is releasing the leaves of the tree and the anger and fear and concern and the belief that you're not enough that clings around you, releasing that with your final breaths as you blow out. I would like to ask each of you to use as you're blowing out a completing word that unites you with all that is. That word for most people can be Om or Amen. Use whatever word is right for you. God isn't about right words. God is love. Let's call God love because we are here to celebrate love. We are here to celebrate God. I'm reaching to my right today, to the east, and I feel the energy of each and every one of you reaching out. Our reach is less. We are closer together. We are united with one another as we span our energy all around the world. I reach to the right, and I reach to the left, and to both I say namaste. As west becomes east, and I salute your inner divinity. I am honored to be in the presence of fellow love workers. Now let's breathe. Pulling your first breath through as though it's coming from the roots of your tree up through your feet and across the front of your body, igniting your internal antenna, chakras, Feel your base chakra pound with the reddish orange of that color. Move up, feel the brighter orange of your sacral chakra. Feel the healing energy of your solar plexus lighting up, and that yellow energy, that healing that you have within yourself, pounding and beginning to course through your bloodstream, healing your body and making you whole. God is with you, and you can do that. Feel the energy of your heart chakra, the green pulsating color, and send love to the world. Pull the energy further, further. Light up your throat chakra. Who would believe that the place where we talk is also our conduct? How we talk and how we do. The situs of love. When you feel that lump in your throat, you should probably be wondering, is what I'm about to say loving? Feel the blue ignite, and now let's come up to the crown chakra. Feel the pulsating violet of that chakra and believe in the wonder of the image that is coming into your mind, the image of the future, a future blessed by abundance in life, not necessarily by material things, but possibly if that's what you believe is necessary, but a future blessed by everyone being cared for, no one going hungry, no one sitting out in the rain, everyone having their medicines, no worries about getting their drugs, no war, a revolution of peace. Now we are saying give peace a chance. Feel your crown chakra opening up in the iridescent light of the universe pouring into you as you now breathe out. Now let's pull the air through plus excitement. Together. Divine One, Creator of all things, Master, Mistress. Thank you for igniting in each of us a remembrance, a memory of our connection to you, of our nature, love. Help us this day as we go forward to love not only those who are lovable, but those who are unlovable. Because the challenge in life is to love those who we do not feel comfortable being around. That is when they are our teachers, they are the students. And we reach beyond our self-imposed judgments of worthiness, and we reach to our highest self. And for that, I say thank you. We ask that people will begin to put down their weapons of war and begin to pick up weapons of protection, weapons against war. Begin to outstretch their arms one for the other. Begin to see that simple child who went through years and years of lessons and to let go of conditional thinking and judgment. We are appreciative for all that you give us, and we thank you. Today we ask that you bless and keep us strong and healthy as we move forward. Today's passage is, as I read earlier, nothing and no one is working against you being all you can be. No one. There is no force trying to convince you to hurt others and yourself by your words and deeds. Nothing you did or did not do yesterday can affect today or tomorrow unless you let it. You are in control and shape the clay of life each day. Every day will not be a masterpiece, but some will. What you create today can change everything for all time. You are the master of your time and what becomes of it. So many times in our society, we have been taught from the pulpit that if we think about ourselves, we are conceited. We have been taught not to pray for things that will bring value and excitement to our lives. And when we did so secretly, because we all did, we felt unworthy. We felt as though we were sinners, and then we needed to turn to organized church to be redeemed. We needed to recognize the power of the holy and pure. My friends, I am here to tell you today, there is no one who is holy. There is no one who is pure. Each and every one of us carry on our shoulders mishaps, imperfection, if you want to use the word sin. It is our divine mission to forgive those things that we have done that are not perfect, to forgive ourselves. And to know that we are God's children, and of course, when he said knock and the door shall open, he meant about us. Because the only power the universe has invested in me is power over what I do. And when I wake up in the morning, I have a choice about putting one foot in front of the other only for me. Try it. Go out today and will someone else to do something. Think, better still, will the stop sign to move. Look at that stop sign and say, move, move, move. You can't do it. Look at that person and say, slap yourself in the face, slap yourself in the face, slap yourself in the face. Can't happen. You don't have that power. The only person that you can control is one is judging, except judgment side, because they are foolish, foolhardy. They create us and them camps so that some people are adequate and some are inadequate. They create poverty. They create war. They add to disease and they destroy. They serve no purpose. Let us turn to love. When I put on the meditation music today, which is Rudy Tanzi, Being Still, I would like for you to think, when your mind starts pulling in words about what's ahead of you, because after all, Mara has stopped talking. Some might say, praise God, and I'm smiling. That's okay, because I got up this morning, and I'm here in front of the board. I'm here with this appointment with you and with God. And no matter what mistakes during this day I make, I know that I am forgiven and that I can start the next moment okay, because mine is a loving Father and mother. So with that said, we're going to listen to Rudy Tanzi's Being Still, and as we play this music, which is very lovely, I like the harmony. And I think Bob liked this one. Kind of picked a few together. As we listen to this today, my friend, I invite you to open your heart and say, I am just as I am. I want you to invite the abundance, be extravagant, dream of everything you want, and invite everything you want into your life. You are God's child. You are my brother or sister And I can feel your energy right now as we all begin a revolution of love. May love enfold you today. Feel God holding your hand as you move forward. And if you slip and fall, may you feel God reaching out to pick you back up and set you in love's motion again. Peace be with you, my friend. And now let's play Being Still with Rudy Tanzi. I will see you on Thursday, or hear you, or feel you. I will be there. Hope you are too. Namaste, my friend. Deborah, I hope you stay with the meditation. With you, my friends, now and always.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope that you can connect with us again. On Sunday, we will talk about God working in our lives, and I would love to have you call in and share some part of your story.
Okay, what time is your show on Sunday?
Our show on Sunday is at 9 o'clock. It is 1 hour, which gives us more time for communication. I do accept responsibility that I didn't make clear to you that we have like 2 meditation shows during the week. But what did you think? If you liked it, rate it.
Oh, I absolutely will. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so nice to join all of these people who listen and kind of, and with God. It's just nice. It's nice to connect with God, with others, and feel his presence, her presence. I don't care what pronoun you use in our time together. The hour explodes, the half an hour, excuse me, explodes with the energy. And
oh,
I love it.
Now, you know what? 9 o'clock, is that, what time zone is that in?
That is in California's time zone. Are you in Central or Eastern?
I'm in Eastern,
probably.
So is that 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, the Sunday show?
Yeah, so it's 12 o'clock your time.
Oh, that's perfect, because if it was 9 o'clock Eastern, I couldn't do it. Okay. Mara and Bob, I'm looking forward to meeting Bob.
Oh, I'm sure, Deborah, he will enjoy hearing your story, too. And we can give you a little more time to talk about the entire story. And may you just have a joyful day.
Oh, thank you so much. I look
thank
forward
you.
To talking to you on Sunday.
Thank you. I do, too. And I look forward to talking to you. Please rate the show.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Can I send you photos and other information about the procedure?
I would love to. Yes, I'd love to read it.
Let me get your email address, because I can't send them through. I can't send them.
Actually, my email address should be posted right there. You can send it to mara_eternalnow@yahoo. And I think it's right on my profile page.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. So mara_eternalnow@yahoo.com?
You got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You also, thanks, and bye-bye.
Bye.